There's no doubt, because as we repeatedly said, this particular business is extremely important to our area of South Kerry, but it's also it's key to the success of the business that it remain in South Kerry because of the brand, the iconic brand, the authenticity of the product that they produce. It has to be created in Southwest Kerry, and it you know I have to compliment the staff and the management on the ground. They really did everything they possibly could over the last couple of years, in fact, to make sure that things were kept afloat. They cut any fat that there was in terms of the company. They pared that back. They really worked very, very hard to keep things going, and they're in a position now where they're seeking to hire and to recruit new staff, which is a positive thing. Additional staff. So it's like from our perspective, it's very important that we do actually get that positive message out there. That determination from the court the other day, you know, if you like, it strengthens that call for new staff as well, because anyone, you know, attempting to or thinking about applying will have a greater sense of confidence in doing so. And it's important that we do that. Look, the longer term, as we kept saying, it's very important that the company is allowed to operate on the strengths of the company itself, and that it isn't encumbered by indebtedness from any other part of that property portfolio. That is
Yeah,
key to its
is that
long-term success.
is that key hope? Because that was the problem in the past. It wasn't what the company was doing right or wrong. It was just outside forces and wider company groupings and movement of debt and all of those issues. That's the hope, though, that it runs on its own strength from here on out.
Well, that's it, and indeed that its overheads are sustainable overheads for that company. That, as I said, that it doesn't have to shoulder indebtedness from any other part of that portfolio. That will absolutely guarantee its future, because the market for the product is remains very, very strong. It's growing, in fact, and it's, as I said, the authenticity of where it's produced, the quality, all of those things are key. If, for example, this thing were to be subsumed into that wider portfolio, and if further malaise were to affect it, the idea, like the big fear we had, was that one of those major corporates, if you like, would buy the name and would take it off site and mass produce it in a warehouse somewhere. To us, that would have been absolutely devastating. So it's really, really important that we keep those jobs in St. Finian's Bay, looking out at the most spectacular site anywhere in the world for any place of work, and that we, you know, we secure them there, and again that they get rewarded for the very good work that they're doing, for the strength of that company on its own merits, and that it gets allows it is allowed to be separated from anything else from that wider portfolio.
Okay, now the 350,000 euro comes from an Isle of Man company, Vermilion Limited, and this company is linked to the McKillen family. It also took, though, the support, as the accountant for JW Accountant said in the court in an affidavit, that the support came from the requisite number and value of creditors, which allowed this to happen, which was needed for this process to be approved. So the creditors of the company are obviously working with it in the interest of saving those jobs and keeping it going.
Absolutely. Like you're talking 25 jobs, and if they're allowed to continue to, you know, to grow in numbers, you could be looking at 30 jobs in St. Finian's Bay in the Glen Ballinskellig, you know, Southwest Kerry. That's a huge employer. You know, as I said, that's the equivalent of several hundred jobs in the town of Tralee or Killarney. So we have to be very, very aware of its importance, and the message that it sends. And again, you know, we can't repeat this often enough. That company has a future. That business is solid once it is allowed to operate solely as the chocolate factory. The experience as people have when they go and visit it. And again, like very recently, I had a call from somebody in Killarney who had visitors who wanted to know whether it was operating. And indeed it was. They went down, they had a fantastic day, and they left it just with a child with very, very happy memories that were made on that day. And again, the product is for sale everywhere. You know, great reports all over Easter. The Easter eggs flew off the shelves, and people were, you know, able to enjoy a really high quality product. There was a period of time, we'd say a couple of years ago, where there was experimentation with different recipes, but they've gone back to the original tried and tested recipe, and it is the successful one. So long may they hold sway in that market.
Yeah, and that may be the case. And that is the thing out of this now, and finally, it's the nature of letting everyone know that it's business as usual. You can go visit, you can place your orders, you can obviously, you know, you can get involved in the future of the company, and you can be sure that it's here to stay, which is an important message out of all this uncertainty over the last 12 months.
Absolutely. And again, look, again, great credit to the staff, to the management. to the suppliers, you know, the various retail outlets around South Kerry, around Kerry as a whole. I was in a shop in Tralee the other day, and again I noticed, you know, Skellig's chocolates on display there, proudly on display in a prominent position. All of that support ensures the you know, the fact that this company has a future, ensures those jobs in situ. And again, you know, everybody's to be credited with that. We you know, as I said before, we back this company by being customers, by you know, having their products in the shelves, and by constantly promoting it where we can.
Okay, normal. Listen, we'll see where it goes from here. But thanks very much for taking time to talk to me about the program this morning.
Thanks, Jerry.